Pokemon and Major League Baseball players, dictators, and drug-sniffing dogs all have been featured on trading cards. Some are worthy of museums. Others are only good for attaching to a bike wheel to make it sound like a motorcycle. We're not sure where people cards fits on that spectrum. This licensed line of cards features real people with real lives, people like Glenda, a clown, or high-voltage lineman Bob, and office manager Heidi. The premier collection of people cards contains some 100 non-celebrities. President and co-founder of the company, Bran Herman, joins us. First question, why ordinary people trading cards?
Well, we thought the time had come that we stopped focusing on kind of the minute details about the celebrity class and revealed how entertaining and exciting the lives of regular people are, because we just don't feel that anyone's really regular when you get to know them.
But why trading cards?
The trading card format's been used for so long to celebrate stars, people who are supposed to be above and beyond normal people, baseball stars, movie stars, sports stars. So we thought that that was a great and powerful medium to kind of flip it on its head and say, it's just as important to recognize Randy Davis, a butcher and strongman from Calgary, or a student from Greenwich Village, New York. So we thought that the trading card format, by kind of mixing it up a little bit, you could have someone look at a plumber and say, I got to keep this guy in mint condition. This guy's important.
How did you pick the people for this first collection?
Well, we put up a website and we started promoting it and getting people to apply through there. And we also went to a lot of cities, New York, San Francisco, LA, Miami, and handed out questionnaires, getting people to sign up, asking them if they would like to be have a chance in a collectible trading card series.
Okay, so what are the questions?
Some of the questions are, we ask people about their favorites, their favorite movie, favorite book, favorite color, favorite food. We ask them their ancestry, their current state of mind, their occupation, where they currently live, where they're from. And then a little more open-ended, kind of their most prized possession, their idea of perfect happiness, their most embarrassing moment, stuff like that.
So what were some of the answers that you got that you actually used? I mean, I know that office manager Heidi is also a part-time stripper, and lineman Bob likes poodles. What are some of the others you got?
Well, Heidi's also a pagan parent who enjoys harpsichord music. Now, Glenda Jones, the clown, she's got an interesting story where she talks about her grandkids, and she's looking for her grandkids because they seem to have gone somewhere, disappeared with her daughter's new husband or something. We also get someone who loves pit bulls, Robert Lundquist. He says his occupation is spanking Whoopi, which I think we hope is his pet pit bull. Uh-huh. We also have, you know, Randy Davis, who's a butcher. His motto is only the strong survive, and he's a strong man. So we get mottos from people as well, which really reveals a lot about someone's life.
So what's in it for the people in the cards? I mean, did they get paid?
The people in the cards didn't get paid. We wanted to give them something, so we gave them some packs of people cards. And as we kind of get bigger, we want to do a lot more for the people in the set, give them some, you know, a special set of the cards, kind of a whole membership kit. But we didn't want to do it just as a new licensed property. We didn't want to make regular people into a licensing group. We thought it would be just something that people would want to have a little bit of that fame, and we could give them something nice and memorable that 300 years from now, in some closet, someone can pull down a box and find out all about this one person from the, you know, that they met through people cards and have them immortalized a little bit.
Bran Herman, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. It's a pleasure being here.
Bran Herman is the co-founder of People Cards. He joined us from San Francisco.